There's a 1,557-year-old Shulchan Aruch doing Yoreh Deh Siman Shin Hei Sif Ayin Aleph Tishin Vav Sif Hei. I know. Shtei Nosha of Achaz Bicha Achaz Lo Bicha. You have two wives. One gave birth. One already had a bechor, and the other didn't have a bechor. Bilush and Yisrael, they gave birth to males. The Yisrael got mixed up. That's a chamisha slain of the coin matter show. After five slain of the coin, no matter what. Nesach a man mitol chshloshim, and the coin dies in 30 days. And kind of coin klum, the coin gets nothing. The mesach of the father dies. That's how we see for some chesh, and he's having a chosim. When around on the properties, they become obligated. Unless you mention him, chamisha slain, they can between the two and five slain. That's the two, and mesach chshloshim, according to the Torah, if they die within 30 days, two are exempt. Machas Yod HaZachar, because Mutzah Bela Raya. Machas Yod HaZachar, if one of them gave birth to male, Machas Yod HaZachar, the other gave birth to female, the gave of HaZachar, or vice versa, the Sari, I'm expecting down the coin club, but it's nothing. But yes, the type of Homer comes to Shapat in Neasaf, in Mutzah Bela Raya, one could raise the question, every place where we say the Pater on account of the suffering, Mutzah Bela Raya, Nasa Betel Shloshim with a coin, the father gave within 30 days the coin, put it down. If we take that, take away from him, imlab or not. Again, my question which I had, which is a suffix mitzvah, he doesn't raise. Vayim pisachei tshuva, the bracket says, Vayim pisachei tshuva, sikon l'anam, shem tveres moshe, imotzim yodo. We don't take away from the kohen, v'yeshu sash b'zen, the Aruch HaShulchan is not clear about this. Baduk. I am based. You have two wives of two men which did not give, never gave birth for birth before the other Shnei. And they gave birth to two males in Yisrael, and they got mixed up. Each husband has to give five slaim. If they gave, and then one, for some reason, before 30 days, and then one of the children dies in 30 days. They gave the two kohanim, and they can't extract from their hands. Each one just she will say, Yomar Bishali Bishalchaya, I got for the live kid. In a coin echoed Nastu, they gave it to one coin, a Gamshako, Yacholamar, Kolachal Shachaya, even though you can see each one of the fathers, but yours was the live one. Konkon Nemos, Kaisav Echomen, Marshal Rabero, one of the husbands writes a document which he, the power of attorney for his friend, Vech Barshaw, and then the one goes with on his own account, on with the power of attorney. No matter what, he can get five slam out of the coin. But what thing I feel below our shah is true even without a power of attorney. When they both come together and demand together, Mukhil allows the coin to get back one of the five slam. That's a mashach. One gave birth to a male, and one gave birth to a female, and they got mixed up. Also, the shnei zchorim, when they gave birth to two males, and they got mixed up, and one of them died of a split, and the fathers are exempt. Ben chayav livdos atzmo, as a smoke shield deal. The son has to redeem himself when he grows up. Shehu vade b'chor. He's definitely a b'chor. His pair of fathers are not sure whether it's their b'chor, but he's definitely a b'chor. The other shnei nekevim was a zocher. They gave birth to two females and a male. Or shnei zchorim b'shnei kolos. The nekevim are two males and two females. Ain't kind of going klum. There's nothing. The coin gets nothing. That's the Torah feeling b'shnei zchorim. In the nekevim achas going to the Torah is true even with two males and one female. The kolachad yichaver. Who says he's the one, not me. A woman who gave birth to a first child, but she did not wait 3 months after her first husband died. Behold, the zachar, she gave birth to after she married a second husband. It's a zachar to a male. Whether it's a 9-month baby of the first husband or a 7-month baby of the second husband, of a spirit in the are exempt. But Ben. Chaya believes those acts when the father, the son to redeem himself, when he grows up. One of the fathers is a coin of Levi, so the child is also a potter. Two wives and two husbands. One already had a potter and the other did not. The older Shnei Skarim, they gave birth to two males. Zesh lo bikra ish, to the one whose wife had not yet had a b'chor, no sechem she slain the coin. He asked five slain to the coin. She sar bani with which got mixed up. Be made stok shloshim if it would die within 30 days. Potter feel Rambam present even according to the Rambam came a doula nischayev since he's not chayev. They mishnei anoshim. They do different men. Be all do
Yod zochen a kev the gaber to a male and female, or shnei zchorim the gaber, or two males and a female, ain't kan koin klum, the koin gets nothing. Ram Pasak was said, the ze, the shlobichu chayav, Ram Pasak, in this last case, two males and a female, that the one who had not given birth yet is chayav, the vore tzuchim, and it's not clear why. In the bracket, it says here, I am two, but it says, tatasib koin chav, hey, v'elu gish, achar, it's a bagor, yeah, different version. Margach, kam, gish, no, I say, shopping, which costs a bagor, okay, whatever that is. That is end of the halachas of pidyon bechor. Now we're up to halachas of bechor behema tohera. Simen shin vav dine bechor behema tohera. The halachas of bechor of a kosher animal. Of course, I'm back after I'm right to the first paragraph. Bechor is mitzvah. Say that fish called peterach maschayim. Say any firstborn. Male, ben modem, ben, whether it's a human being or a kosher animal, ben chamor, or a donkey. Ben shehu shlosh shleimim, whether they are complete, they are therefore suitable to be carbonous or at least edible. Ben shehu trefos, or even if they're treif. Shema kadeshi kol b'chor peter kol rechem b'vnei yisrael b'adam eima. Any b'chor. B'chor kohen b'chor, the ogre b'chor, b'chor. The b'chor of a kosher animal is slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. Zarkin dam, when you throw its blood on the Mizbeach, umakti imurav, and put the specific parts on the Mizbeach. Shar bosin achal kohen, unless the flesh is eaten by kohen, by kohen l'shono. He says, because of benchu trefos, that which he says is the trefos, b'chor lo kaya b'chor odom. It's not going to b'chor of human being, the trefos potem epidion. Because a trefa, human trefa, is exempt from beating, which comes Simon Shin Hei Simem Zayin. He'll start by small paragraph. Maybe we could him Dini Yud Zayin. By himself writes this. Beis the b'chor bein matorah shu ba'mum b'chor of a kosher animal, which is ba'mum. Bein shalom ba'mum whether it's born in the moon, bein shisav acharkach or the moon develops afterwards. However, a rehu coin still belongs to the coin. The chesiva says a b'chor shor v'gugomer lo tifo dam. It can't be redeemed. So mielach and the flesh goes to the coin. Echotam echot ba'mum whether it is whole or whether it's ba'mum. Yochal coin lets us b'magamashi yirtz. The coin can do whatever he wants with it. Ochel b'chom b'akom he can eat it anywhere or mach or sell or machil or mishi yirtz or give it to eat anybody he wants. I feel a kuti even to a non-Jew. They shechulin because it's chulin. It's his property, but it's chulin. It says, "Kol b'chor v'chule gomer chia b'mum v'chum gomer hatamei b'tor yachtov yachlen kazik ayol." The Torah and time you can eat it just like a deer or a mountain goat. V'arei u'nichse kohen. It's a property of the kohen kazik ayol, just like the deer, the mountain goat. V'rak when you rabban nichmiru. On Rabban, they only machmir shelo yukrei makuli shnat sell in a butcher shop. Finish kamilish not measure it by with normal weights and measures. V'ani mishkolos hakvuim. Standard measures. Have a mutter to score chel kneg chel, but can measure a portion corresponding portion. Chel mutter to score kneg keli. Also allowed to weigh it corresponding to a vessel, not a weight, a vessel. I feel kneg kupich chel with kutzim, but bosser even with one side of balance, when you put the knife with which you put your meat, and the other part side you put the flesh of the b'chor. The aim is that b'zayon kol mishkol. It's not as degrading as using a weight. Zarak b'zayon is only its flesh. Avo chelbo v'damo. It's for fats and its blood v'kidov and its sinews v'karnov and its horns nimkarim b'makulim. They can be sold in a normal butcher store. Nishkolim b'litra and measured or by a normal measure. Shimono shogid dino kibosar. The fat of the gid anosha of the sciatic nerve. As him says, the meat, even though we're machmir not to eat it, mikomakol nevelas came shemutim in atzeres. It's permitted meat dog. I suck much lamb seem in samachay. Dino kibosar has status of bosar. Came shem bo kedusha says no sanctity. Rashi laf sheet o row. You're allowed to skin the animal. Dershma shechulin just like skin an animal echulin. That's him. You're glad to start from the legs. Uveiz dershyetzor in whatever way you want. Zel din ba'mum, that's the halacha ba'mum, I feel it's mana bais. You know, the basic issue is extant. But Torah Oser, the Torah forbids this. These words are Simon Shin Zayin, and that'll become clarified later on what and why he forbids. Gimel, Avo b'chor time is mana mikdash osu mochor, but a b'chor, which is without blemish, the time basic mikdash now is the salvation of Kodesh, because it's consecrated. V'mochor is holding enem akachayim themselves in balish. Are you on the korban? It is supposed to be a korban. V'ain the korban bo'eskusa achar kavos. The korban has no rights to it until after the sacrifice. Chayin ain't putting was so. Also, can't redeem it. Stand by Lothi Podet. Says can't redeem. Mechilah carbon after the consecrated sacrifice as a carbon of coin. Achal kazais in b'chor time. Chutz Yerushalayim a coin eats a kazais of a b'chor which had no mum outside Yerushalayim. Beim neziku melach neziku was before after the blood was spilled on the mizbech. On the mizbech. Lokei meator gets malchus. Nachsim says lutu chalachol b'sherechin alat inyer gates. Gomer b'chol sport carbon so neachal the b'chor was of your sheep and your cattle and sheep. Leave nei Hashem akach tochleni after in front of Kosh Baruch Hu. Kichol kachim kalim like all other kachim kalim. The lighter carbonos, so to speak, on Echol Shel Chol Mishlaim, which is within the confines of Mishlaim, not just inside the base of Mikdash, Livni Echoma inside the wall. They learned from Masorah, this is also a warning against a non-Kohen. Inim B'chor, Ben Livni Zrika, whether it's before they tossed the blood, Melach Zikun, after they tossed the blood. The cause of his man's eyes all this time is extant. I'm a b'chor b'z man hazeh and b'chor in our age. I feel time even it's without blemish. Came which ain't no me like krova, since it's not can't be constant sacrifice in our day and age. Nisha also lacho. It's true you're still not allowed to eat it. Kol never as muta kol lemochro. The Jew, the coin can sell that feel he's soil, even to regular Jew. She it's like nice. So if he wants to buy it, the show so to keep it around. Achi bobo mum until it gets a mum. Since it's for the purpose now of eating and not for sacrificing. May they move on, and so it's understood. The term Elim Kar Rak Chai. Obviously, you can't. You're going to sell this whole perfect animal while it's alive. Team Shchachtuk Shutam, you shecht it when it's a time, which of course you're not supposed to do. Why are you also not allowed to have any benefit from it? It's a Shkut Echutz. Ubamum. Mutamachum, you can sell Bain Chai Ben Shahu, whether it is alive or dead. Mutam is on a Kaish Khotam is a Isha. If you're really desperate, you lost the ring. You lose the firstborn animal to Mikadash and Isha. The nation monish a coinu, because the coin has to use it, unless he sells it, because it's the money of the coin. Kasharam Bama, like any other money, Kmash Kasav, there ain't no sleep. The Kohenes, he down Shibaran, raised him in Shinhei, I ain't Shum. You don't give the Kohenes the Bechor. I forgot. He brought down a pasuk, but it's Simon Shinhei. I don't remember what it was. V'ayim Steve says, Yugimo Steve Chav. I guess it's coming up again. The Das of Ram, according to Ram, a mitzvah like Tisha Bechor Behem Torah, it's a mitzvah to consecrate the Bechor Behem Torah. The Steve says, Go Bechor Vagomer, Takdish, Lashon Lokecha, consecrate the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yomer, Arez a Kodesh. Even though it's Kodesh, and so you should say it's Kodesh, nevertheless. You like this. If you didn't do it, it's consecrated. I raise them, it's consecrated automatically. So it's also a miracle, because sanctity is from the womb. But I took a custom shame of Rosh, and so like this, two says the name of Rosh, you don't have to consecrate verbally. Pluti was so perikas, the erchis, machlikas, show us over insert, the erchis, show us the shmohos, you do not have to consecrate it. You do have to pass the Ranga Chamim, and the Rama pass the Chamim. Tamasho Tor, Nirish Lamar, the reason Tor, you can say, is Mishum. The Mishnah learns to the Chachamim in cloud. The words of Chachamim are not mentioned all in the Mishnah. That's what Adon Yontov's logic. But the Shom is Tam Chachamim near Rabbi Shmuel. Also, there it seems like Tam Chachamim and it's Rabbi Shmuel. I guess that it goes to coin automatically. It's like Mishnah v'chein mechulin kuflam zayin near Cain. That's Mishnah Melech Avol. Bin Dori Mashma lehed yakarama Dori Daf Yogim. It sounds like the Rambam. And Bracken says, I don't think he's going to understand things. Understand without saying and seeing inside. He says, look at me. Parakum on Shari. Okay, whatever. We won't. Kamarabba Perisha Mishla Shom Pasuk Rambam, the Barnur Pasuk in the Rambam. Pisa Loma Lo Nog, okay? Question is, if that's the case, why don't we have such a custom? Fulai, the Ains that Rakas on the Zion, by his practice is only true with time based on Mikdash. But Rambam Shukram, for the Gamma Zazman, Zan Mitzah, Kisha. Nice try, says Ochel Shulchan. It seems to the Rambam and Shulchan that even Zman Hazeh, it's a mitzvah that's consecrated. Yeshua, the came in the Zman Hazeh, Yesh, mitzvah, the Mokhul, the Kuti, the Yesh, the Yubel, the Deitak, Kola, the Moshe, the Sabbath, the Beis, the Chedlo, the Nogu, the Akdisho. And today, people sell the, the animal, the mother, that's, as we shall see in Simon Shin Zayin, the Beis. So then, there was a minhag to consecrate it. Okay, I'm not sure why. I mean, okay, if you didn't sell it, still mean it's consecrated. I guess we want to discourage you. Hey, Kosa Tur B'chor Behem HaTorah. B'chor writes B'chor Behem HaTorah. applies to males, not females. You see, it says kol peret rechem hazecharim, the males. Noi beim is a man of the bais, beim is a shlub is a man of the bais. It's an effect whether it's beis mitzvah or not. Because the Rambam writes, she'ein ol noig elabart is only eretz yisrael. If even huvu bechutz arutz eretz, even if the chorus were brought from chutz arutz eretz yisrael, loy kavu they can't be counted sacrifice. She'im chulin gulin murin, they are completely chulin. But Rambam kosev she noig. Chutzlaretz Ramban, right? So it applies also. Chutzlaretz Chenu Mamaskaras Adoni Avir Rozal. I'm show him that's a quote. I give to it says a quote. His father saying that as well. Gamarai Perkab Chorus Yisigulav. Right. He also complains against the Rambam because he tells him he writes a mistake. I'm showing Chenu Rash, but Chubas Yisigulav. Rash Barak is a Rambam. Perkab Shalom Amarik Kain. Barikom Rosh Yibavam Nogu Kedushas Bechoras. It seems that all the Amorim Bavel did have the concept of Kedushas B'chor Kambur Reish B'choros. Maybe he says Tiber Godel B'Sivar Kez and Mishnah Kosh Tos Nis Dam Lem B'Sivar Rambam. Must be a mistake in the Rambam. Maybe because of B'Losh and Zem, by us it says such a language of Rambam. Mitzvahs B'chor Be'im Atorah Nohekes Baretz Uvachutz Laretz. Mitzvah B'chor Be'im Atorah applies both in the Eretz and the Chutz Laretz. Ve'ein Mevi'in B'chorus B'chutz Laretz Eretz. You just can't bring the B'chorus B'chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. Shemar v'chulei melkav shata maybe ma'aser dogam place and bring you friends you bring ma'aser grant or maybe choy bring b'chor v'chulei el arei k'chulein even though it's the firstborn it's like chulein v'yach mumo could be either we get some you get some mum v'im heavy if you brought it to Eretz Yisrael emkai menu you still don't bring it to accept as a korban el neach mumo mumo it's eaten when it gets a mum mitzvahs and regas ben b'fnei abayis applies where it's based on mitzvah shchulei k'mo ma'aser dogam like the ma'aser grain v'ein regas mukdashim does apply by mukdashim shem k'dushasan when they are kadosh kodem shipadu before the redeem ben kachim is bad ben kachim is bad kabayis there's no b'chor of kachim hakal shana rakli and shloi korvo merkeit so Rambam only paskins this in terms of they shouldn't be kind but a sacrifice paskra b'kiv so per kimo d'mura ain't shana that b'chor chutzah is not part of the sacrifice. Brackets, it says, Mishnah Tmura Ke Rabbi Shmuel, Mishnah Tmura Sarkabi Shmuel, Mishnah Sof Chala, Kabbi Kiva, I and Shom Mishnah Chala Sarkabi Kiva. I wish I'm still Chala, Masha Mishnah, is Usham is Mishnah, is all the same. To other little Kivu, me Antinus, Kidei, Antigonus, the reason I didn't accept Bukhara from Ben, son of Antigonus, Kidei, Shlodi Kwa Chova, shouldn't be seen as mandatory and Shom, because the name of Shai is Kabbi Shmuel, look Rabbi Kiva, whatever, without seeing inside, we're not going to be able to understand that. The bottom line is, the Imakal Ramam is actually Kadosh, just not brought as a Korban, and that's it for today.